Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, all of our over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Beautiful, sunny, hot day here on Del Mar. It's only like 85 degrees, but it feels like it's a lot hotter than that. Brian Alvarez taking the day off today, so I'll be holding it down with you solo. Filthy Tom is out doing some good dadding right now as well. And Brian will be back for subscribers, though, don't worry, tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio, as well as with all of you here tomorrow. I'm going to start off the show with some news on Asuka, who has shared some details on her recovery from knee surgery. This was posted up earlier today on the website by Brian Rose, the WWE star. The WWE star's latest video on her YouTube channel showed her walking into the hospital to undergo surgery. Specifics regarding the knee injury were not shared. According to Asuka, the surgery, excluding preparation, lasted around 90 minutes. She was discharged from the hospital the day after the surgery and was not able to walk on her own. The doctor told me that the surgery was a success, she said. My knee hurts, but I can take painkillers and I'm fine. She said that she would be moving to a rehabilitation center to begin rehab soon. The video ended with the words, "See you soon." Asuka last wrestled at Backlash in France in April, losing the WWE Women's Tag Team titles to Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. She announced following the match that she was taking a break from WWE in order to treat a knee injury. So there's the update on Asuka. Hopefully she recovers quickly and is back in the ring soon. I definitely miss her. As always, we got a lot to get into today. WWE Clash at the Castle was on Saturday, and I'll give you my thoughts on that show. Raw tonight, Corpus Christi, give you a preview of what they've announced so far, plus a look ahead to tomorrow's NXT, TNA Against All Odds, some Japanese news, and more when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervive here with you. You know, we do this show right here an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervive. The broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA, and the website is at WONF4W. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you download your favorite podcast, or you can head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, it's everything you need to know from around the world of professional wrestling to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio, which Brian will be back for all the subscribers some point overnight tonight, alongside Dave Meltzer for Wrestling Observer Radio, talking all about Monday Night Raw and everything else going on in the world of wrestling. I will get to my thoughts on WWE Clash at the Castle a little bit later on. But speaking of Raw, it is tonight in Corpus Christi, Texas, from the American Bank Center. Probably the biggest news as it stands right now, because it has been announced that CM Punk will not be on the show. So we will not get him mixing it up with Drew McIntyre at any point. But we are going to get the reveal of the QR code. The mystery that has been teased over the last several months will be revealed, as it is expected to be Uncle Howdy and members of the Wyatt Six. I don't know if they will officially be called that or not, but Eric Rowan, Dexter Lumis, Joe Gacy, Nikki Cross, and Alexa Bliss, who is out right now, are all rumored to be a part of that group. None of them have been on TV at any point here in quite some time. Before Sami Zayn's match with Chad Gable at Clash at the Castle, we had a message that appeared on the screen which read, "You were warned, told to prepare, you will behold, the massacre is coming." Probably not baby faces then. It's going to be interesting to see how they debut, how they are debuted, not only what they look like, but in what scenario they debut and what their first battle will be. It is going to be very interesting here. Also scheduled for tonight are Money in the Bank qualifying matches. I believe at least Carlito and Dragon Lee has been announced for the show, as has Xavier Woods and Karrion Kross. The last time I checked a little bit before the show, neither one of those matches were going to be a part of the Money in the Bank qualifiers, even though it would make sense that both would be, actually, because I would want Dragon Lee in a ladder match, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings if Karrion Kross was in that ladder match as well, too. Big guy, you're going to need a base. Perfect one to do it. And it would play into a story with Xavier Woods that's going to be going on there as well. So Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston with the AOP seems like a thing. I don't think Karrion Kross is just going to stand there on the outside with Scarlett and Paul Ellering the entire time. So at some point, he's got to be involved in a singles feud. And in this way, he can be involved in the Money in the Bank ladder match mix without actually having to be in cahoots or in battle with anybody. WWE, as I mentioned, has announced that CM Punk will be on SmackDown this coming Friday night. It was posted up to the website a little bit earlier on today by Ian Carey. Punk stated that during the Clash at the Castle post-event press conference that he was hoping to be cleared in time for Friday's show. I can tell you that my arm feels amazing. I got permission to skip Raw and Corpus Christi to go home to Chicago to see my doctors with the idea that I'm going to be cleared. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. I think SmackDown is in Chicago next week, so I'm a Raw guy. I'm going to skip Raw. I'm going to get cleared, and then I'm going to show up to SmackDown and let everyone know the good news, hopefully. That is really quick to come back. It really is. It was going to be a minimum of 6 months. It has been barely 6 months. There is no reason to rush this. I wonder if this is being done so Drew McIntyre can show up in Chicago and poop all over CM Punk's parade there in Chicago. That's probably what it's going to be. It's just, man, that would be fast for CM Punk coming back. And good for him if that's the case. A couple of months ago, he was thinking that it was going to be 6 to 8 months, but had talked about really wanting to speed up the process and really wanting to get back quick. It is going to be a big crowd in Chicago on Friday. Dave Meltzer noted in last week's Wrestling Observer newsletter that there are 12,427 tickets out for the show as of last week. Allstate Arena just announced a limited number of obstructed view seats that have now been released and are on sale to the public, so they are expecting a huge house there. And considering the way that Drew McIntyre came up short in Scotland this weekend, it is hard for me to believe that he's not going to be looking for some sort of revenge. And I know somebody out there is going to say, well, hey, what about the brand split? Who cares if Drew McIntyre can get some revenge and some heat back on CM Punk in front of 13,000 of his fans? If you somehow miss this from over the weekend, Chad Gable has confirmed that he is officially re-signed with WWE. In an interview that was released on Saturday with the Gorilla Position podcast, Gable commented, quote, regarding Hunter, when he got started with us and took over, I think you saw my trajectory change almost immediately. Even when I was in a tag team with Otis, I started getting singles matches with some of our top guys. To me, a light bulb went off. Things might be different now, and they have been ever since. End quote. I know some people get upset with Brian when he talks about how much things have changed there. There are a lot of people who don't want to believe that things have changed there, but they absolutely have changed there, as you could tell from the position that Chad Gable has been put in over the last several months, mixing it up with Gunther, the story they decided to tell when it came to his quest for the Intercontinental title, and then kind of spinning out of control here as Sami Zayn won the title once again on Saturday. Chad Gable comes up short. It's not a joke because of his height. I would save that joke for Brian Alvarez, but came up short in his quest to win the Intercontinental title from Sami Zayn. It was fantastic. I'll get to a little bit later on, though. I know some people didn't like it. I absolutely loved what they ended up doing and how the look on Gable's face, too, which told everything at the end of that match. Speaking of his opponent, Sami Zayn, He is bringing his comedy show to Toronto in advance of Money in the Bank, and this was posted up to the front page of the site by Joseph Currier a little bit earlier on. Last month, Zane performed in Los Angeles as part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. WWE has announced that he'll follow up on that with Sami Zayn and Friends Do Toronto, taking place on Thursday, July 4th, 2 days before the city hosts Money in the Bank. The Danforth Music Hall will be the venue for Zayn's event. It's a comedy and variety show that will include appearances from other WWE talent, along with guests from comedy and television. Tickets for the comedy show are going on sale this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Presale begins at 10 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday. WWE notes that a limited number of post-show meet-and-greet tickets with Zayn will also be available. So, good. I like seeing professional wrestlers. I don't care who they are, whether I like them or not, and I like Sami Zayn, do some things to kind of further their careers outside of the ring, and seems like the perfect opportunity to do that. Swerve Strickland also has got an opportunity, as his partnership with Flash Garments is set to be the focus of a new documentary. The film will focus on the period following Strickland's WWE release in late 2022. Garments had also been cut from Kanye West's crew around the same time. The pair then hooked up and worked together to produce a new theme song for Strickland in AEW. The documentary is being produced by identical twin comedy duo Kenny and Keith Lucas, who go by Judas and the Black Messiah, along with comedian/director Mookie Thompson. And that's what Deadline revealed today. Flash Garments and I were introduced to each other at a very interesting time in our lives. Strickland said to Deadline, "We knew we were meant to make history with each other by collaborating on hip-hop and pro wrestling on a different level. The Lucas brothers captured it in the best light possible." Strickland is set for a segment on AEW Dynamite this coming week. He'll have a face-to-face with his challenger at Forbidden Door, Will Ospreay. Got a lot more to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Tried to hit me 2 times with a shoddy. Missed me, I dodged both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Lames try to rob me, it's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look. I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now. At 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez taking the day off today. He will be back with me tomorrow on the show. There will be no show on Wednesday. Here's your program alert. Juneteenth, federal holiday. We will be taking the day off and then come back with you on Thursday to talk about NXT and AEW Dynamite. NXT, we'll look ahead here a little bit at the Performance Center in Orlando, as it always is on Tuesdays. Here's the lineup so far. Kalani Jordan makes her first defense of the NXT Women's North American title against Meechan. We will hear from Men's North American Champion Obafemi. We have a three-way tag team match with Women's Champion Roxanne Perez and Lola Vice against Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson and JC Jane and Jasmine Nix, and a 25-man battle royal to determine the number one contender to Trick Williams' NXT title. It is expected that both main roster names and at least someone, maybe just one, maybe more from TNA, is going to be involved in that match. Perfect time to use Joe Hendry, is it not? I mean, honestly, if something is going to pop the crowd, somebody's music from TNA that is not Jeff Hardy is going to pop the crowd, I mean, that would probably be it. You know, I don't know. Call me crazy. But in any event, we'll see what ends up ultimately happening there. TNA has actually hired a former WWE executive. Anthem Sports and Entertainment announced today that Rob Kligman is the company's new chief revenue officer. Kligman worked 8 years for WWE as its vice president of global digital and integrated sponsorship sales. Fit that on a business card. He did that from 2014 to 2021. He'd spent the last 3 years as vice president of marketing operations and sales for GeForce, which I believe is the GeForce that produces equipment and clothing for car and motorcycle racing. Kligman's responsibilities in the role will now include driving revenue, which is always good, increasing sponsorship, they could absolutely use that, and developing strategic partnerships for both TNA Wrestling and Invicta FC. Well, Invicta FC was pretty much torn to pieces by UFC expanding its women's divisions and signing women's fighters, and TNA has found some life here, hooking back up with WWE, so maybe he can broker a deal for Invicta in the UFC. I don't know. I don't know what you can do to actually, you know, shine some more light on either one of these products. But before starting with WWE, Kligman had also worked for USA Today and Sports Illustrated, so he is very well, I'm sure he's got a full Rolodex to try to help Anthem out in their efforts to try to increase some viewership and some, really some market share, because they have very little right now. Kligman said all the right things in a press release today, saying the TNA Wrestling remains one of the most iconic brands in the sport, while Invicta FC continues to break new ground as the premier destination for all female MMA action. I look forward to working with Anthem's dynamic team, what's left of them after all of these cuts have been made, to build upon the success that they've already enjoyed, driving revenue growth by serving TNA and Invicta's vocal and loyal fan base. And so there you go. again, the best thing I think that TNA can do right now is continue to have a lifeline to WWE. At Against All Odds on Friday on TNA Plus at Cicero Stadium in the suburbs of Chicago, we got Jordynne Grace defending her Knockouts title in an open challenge. And no surprise, the open challenge ended up being filled by NXT's Tatum Paxley. It was likely going to be either her or Ash by Elegance or both. The former Dana Brooke ended up getting pushed out to ringside by her assistant to watch from the entranceway. Ultimately, Grace won the match clean in 11 minutes with a juggernaut driver. It was fine. It was an NXT match, to be honest with you. And there was a vignette a couple of weeks ago on the 20th anniversary Impact show with Rosemary, and she's been teaming with Jessica Havoc and Decay, and Paxley could provide them with another body. You know, she's doing the spooky thing anyway, and that's not a bad thing for TNA because they have such a limited roster at their disposal to work with. And it's not a bad idea for Tatum Paxley or for any number of those women or dudes for that matter, but especially the women who they just don't have established. There's a ton of women when they go back to the locker room and they're all just sitting around there and you got a bunch of interchangeable people for the most part. You know, again, Jasmine Nix is involved in something right now. Brinley Reese is involved in something. Well, for somebody like Tatum Paxley, where are you going to get your time? And NXT, you know, only runs, what, maybe four house shows a month. I think it's like every 2 weeks they'll do a couple down there in Florida in different places. So, again, if this is a place where people can get some work, good. And for TNA, again, one of the problems when you watch TNA is it's a lot of the same people. Even if you like those people, it's a lot of the same over and over again. ABC, The System, Moose, Sami Callihan. I mean, a lot of these names have been just in TNA. Steve Macklin, that's one of his big problems. I think he stands out there. But who does he work with? How is he special? You know, Josh Alexander has been there a long time. We know he's great, but they always have to bring in somebody usually to be a big match for him because, again, we've seen him face off against everybody. So hopefully this is a relationship that can continue to expand because I think ultimately it's good for both groups. I actually found out too, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, because I don't know if Tatum Paxley has ever won a match on NXT, but her finishing move is the lobotomy. She actually broke it out. It's a swinging neck breaker from the second rope. It's called the lobotomy. She got a two count with it. And Tom Hannifin pointed that out, and I was like, I didn't even know she had a finishing move. So there you go. Learn something by watching TNA Against All Odds. The main event of that show was a broken rules match for the TNA title. As I mentioned, I spoiled it a little bit earlier on, talking about Jeff Hardy's music, but Moose retained over Matt Hardy. He beat Matt Hardy, literally beat that man. Lots of throwing chairs, being slammed onto chairs, power bombs in the chair bridges, lots of ouch in this match. And since it was a hardcore match with no rules, outside the ring, Alicia Edwards was there and just kept interfering over and over again until Rebbie Hardy came down to counter her. Matt went to put Moose through a table in the corner, but Moose pulled Rebbie Hardy into the way, and Matt put her through the table. Moose ended up getting the pin, and that was that. The System ran out at the end to start beating on Matt. Then came Joe Hendry came out, ran down for the save, but then he started getting beaten up, which then led to Jeff Hardy's music hitting, the iconic music, the stock music that you will once in a while still hear underneath ESPN highlights and things like that. But Jeff Hardy's music hit, came down, cleared the ring, and stood there proud and victorious. I thought Nick Nemeth was going to take the title off of Moose. I wouldn't have been surprised if Matt Hardy would have taken the title off of Moose. I mean, somebody's got to do it, and maybe going back to Jeff Hardy is the way that they go there. We'll end up seeing what happens. A little update on Kota Ibushi. I saw this a little while before the show. He's still recovering from his ankle injury, and on Monday he posted on social media that he is still in pain. He wrote, quote, "Discomfort in my left ankle, my inner ankle. I wish there was a quicker way to fix this. I visited several places. Hospital is continuing rehabilitation. Can anyone help me?" If the doctors can't help you, Coda, I don't know who can. Bushi had surgery on his ankle almost exactly 6 months ago now. He had injured it at a Pro Wrestling Noah show at the New Year's show. Ended up really messing it up bad, you know, tore ligaments and really, really messed it up. Technically, Kota Ibushi is an All Elite Wrestling roster member, and it's just unfortunately he had that big street fight with Don Callis's crew alongside Kenny Omega and Big Show, and I think it was Jericho at the time. And since then, you know, because of the injury, he has not been around, and it's going to be really interesting one day when he comes back what he looks like, because he is in seemingly rough shape. And he put on a lot of weight. He swelled up. Well, go back a couple years ago and look at Will Ospreay and Kota Ibushi in the ring with each other. And then look at both of these dudes now. And I worry about guys swelling up and carrying the weight. If that's what they want to do, more power to you. God bless you. But it has not been good, I think, for Kota Ibushi. And the injuries are starting to rack up now. And again, going to be fascinating to see what condition he's in when he comes back and what he is going to be able to do. There's no doubt in my mind that he is coming back. I just cannot fathom unless they cut his leg off. And even if they cut his leg off, I've seen this guy work in DDT. He will still come back with a half a leg and do something, but what speed he's going to be able to do it at, I have no idea. What size he is when he comes back, we'll see. He should drop a lot of weight. I mean, again, and he doesn't have to do all the flying around either. And that's going to be tough for him because obviously he's an artist in his mind, as all wrestlers are to a certain degree, whether they put that at the forefront of who they are or not. But Kota Ibushi has. Kenny Omega certainly has. Guys like Will Ospreay, Ricochet, they do. They talk about their art. They talk about all that sort of stuff. But maybe time to dial back on the oils and maybe go back to just some basic finger painting right now. Drop some weight, Kota. Please. Please. You're going to come back. Got to get into WWE Clash at the Castle as well as some other things when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back on the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez will be back with me tomorrow on the show. If you can't wait that long, become a subscriber to F4WOnline.com. And you can hear he and Dave Meltzer tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio, more likely in the morning tomorrow, unless you're in Hawaii or on the West Coast or something like that. They usually record those pretty late. So that's when that will be up. Clash at the Castle, I thought, was a good show. 5 matches, 2 hours. You can fast forward through the commercials if you're not watching live. It's a win. It's a win. It really is. I believe Michael Cole announced the crowd at 11,391 inside the OVO Hydro. Whatever it was, at all times, it sounded like they had a lot more in there. A big sing-along crowd. Debate over whether it was louder than Puerto Rico or France. I don't think it was louder than Puerto Rico. I don't. And I don't know where it fits with all of those. I just know that when WWE goes to one of these places now, they get out of the domestic United States and go overseas, they have some rowdy, rowdy crowds. Now, I'm very interested to see what happens when they go back to Scotland, considering that Drew McIntyre and Piper Niven, but especially Drew McIntyre, took a big fat L. But we'll get to that. The show opened with the I Quit match. The Universal title match between Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles, and it ended up being the longest match on the show. Went about a half hour in the ring, and probably with all the pre- and post-match stuff, it was probably closer to about 45 minutes or so. Excuse me. Let's be honest here, too. As good as the segments were with AJ Styles 2 weeks ago, where he tricked everyone into believing, including Cody, that he was retiring, and the back and forth on SmackDown they had this week, it was cool, but this match absolutely did not need a I Quit stipulation attached to it. It had one, it happened, and there you go. They immediately were on the outside of the ring and back in the backstage area. They brawled around there. They brawled back out again. Mama Rhodes was right there at ringside, and we saw Styles jaw with her before we cut back to a shot where Cody was bleeding because Styles had run him into the ring bell. And there we go. There's been another change into how WWE has done things here. We've seen blood a couple of times now with Cody. I don't know if everybody's going to be able to do it or not, but Cody certainly is going to be able to. At some point, or at one point, Styles actually pulmonized Cody's neck, and I'll be that old dude who joins the number of voices that throw their 2 cents in on that one. Don't do it. Don't do that spot unless it's for an injury, because even though we've seen it a bunch of times on different body parts, even now in 2024, it is an impressive visual that looks like it really hurts you. So just save it for injury angles. Styles kept getting the heat for a little while longer. He broke out kendo sticks and a belt to whip Cody with. Then Styles put Cody in an STF and Cody passed out. And yes, I will complain about this one as well. He passed out cold. Styles started to celebrate, but the referee told him no, because Cody is not awake. he can't quit. So AJ Styles had to take this man who was unconscious, who was rendered unable to speak, had to splash water on him and wake him up, which really didn't make any sense with what he did next, which was grab handcuffs. He could have taken the handcuffs, put them on an unconscious guy, then woke him up, but no, that didn't happen. He wakes him up first, then puts the handcuffs on him, then starts beating him again with a kendo stick, beating him with a chair. Eventually, Cody ends up hulking back up. He found the handcuff key, makes his comeback, hits several crossroads, including one onto a steel chair. He then cuffs AJ to the ropes, threatens him with ring steps, and Styles finally quit like a big old coward. Cody went and hit him with the ring steps anyway. After the match, Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, and Tongaloa attacked Rhodes in the aisle, which led to Randy Orton and Kevin Owens running down to even the sides, and everyone brawled to the back. So very likely getting a six-man tag team match between those groups, which is a perfect time to once again give the Bloodline the numbers advantage, because at some point during that match, you can have Hikuleo, or as he is now known, Taula Tonga, at least to me, or if you're Brian, Taula Tonga, to end up making his debut. It would only make sense. We'll see what they end up doing. Then it was time for the women's tag team title match between Alba Fire and Isla Dawn against Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark and the champions Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. Three women were in the ring at one time, and you could only tag your own partner to get them into the match. Didn't matter, though. There were a lot of times where everybody was in there. Jade slammed Shayna down, but Isla German suplexed Jade and stole the pin to win the titles. So much talk online about Jade's slip-up on the springboard, and I really don't know why. Actually, I do know why, but really, other than it's what people do, I mean, she recovered quickly, and whether it was Shayna whispering in her ear or she instinctively knew to start throwing punches immediately, that's what she did. I think people were being way too nerdy about it, but, you know, say the whole same comes with the closing stretch complaints. And Brian was one of those guys who, you know, I would disagree with when it came to how much of a cluster F that the closing stretch was. I don't think it was as messy to the average fan as it was to a more eagle-eyed observer. Was it perfect? No. But I don't think most of the fans really cared. And at the very least, I think the negative response is way too disproportionate to how good I thought the whole thing really came off when you really look at the fact that Jade is so limited. And Isla Dawn has not been in the mix, especially on a big stage like that. And Zoe Stark is still relatively inexperienced in getting out there and doing things. So I honestly thought the 12 or 15 minutes, whatever this match went, I thought it, you know, again, I didn't have the highest of expectations, but it could have come out a lot worse. I thought everybody at the end of the day did a really good job. And I think they made the right decision putting the title on Isla Dawn and Kaylee Ray. Even if it was not, you know, they talked after the, you know, words of, you know, Paul Levesque saying, well, we didn't do this for sympathy because Alba Fire's mother had passed away and all that stuff. We did it to do it. You should have done it anyway. I mean, honestly, it's a way you can get the titles off of Bianca and Jade without hurting them at all. They look super strong during the entire match. So I'm all for that. After that, the Intercontinental title match was Sami Zayn against Chad Gable. I thought this was a great match. Sure, there was a whole lot of interference and outside stuff, but that was part of the story. And there was not a whole lot of interference. It was just a whole lot of staring outside and a whole lot of Otis and Maxine being out there and what was going to happen with them. I mean, this is, it's been a great feud. And Gunther and Sammy, into Gunther and Sammy and Chad and now Chad and Sammy. I mean, this is what the Intercontinental title is about. This is what all of us olds wax poetic about when we talk about Magnificent Morocco and Ricky Steamboat and Mr. Perfect and all that sort of stuff. I mean, Jeff Jarrett. Okay, maybe people don't wax poetic about Jeff Jarrett. I like Jeff Jarrett. I like Jeff Jarrett as an Intercontinental champion, but this has been the type of feud that is perfect for the Intercontinental title. And this hasn't been mentioned, and I know it's not a big deal, and maybe I've been missing it over the last couple of weeks, but Chad Gable actually had the Olympic rings on the back of his gear. And the reason I bring that up was because that used to be a big no-no. I believe by way of the United States Olympic Committee, they were the ones who shut down Kurt Angle using the iconography, the rings, the medals. They didn't allow him to use the Olympic slam. They changed that to the Angle slam, but that doesn't matter. What matters is Sammy's great. Chad Gable has been spectacular in his role now for months and months. No wasted movements, no wasted facial expressions either. And he was such a perfect jerk throughout this whole match. A wicked, wicked half and half suplex where Chad Gable landed right on his head. And I'm sure he's landed on his head like that a zillion times in the amateurs and in pro wrestling training. But it was one of those things where he's fine, but it's one of those things that you can put on a highlight reel and say, hey, you know, don't do this unless you're trained, because that's going to break your neck. We got the spot where Gable wanted Alpha Academy to cheat on his behalf, but they don't. Chad draped Sammy over the ropes, wanted Maxine to hit him with the title belt, but of course she couldn't. Gable then went outside to take her to task when Otis jumped in between them, which the crowd popped huge for. Sammy then dove to the outside, but Gable pulled Otis in the way. A little bit later on, also outside, as Maxine was checking on Otis and his back was turned, Otis was, Gable had an ankle lock on Sammy, and he had held the ankle lock on him a couple times on the outside. That was one of the big parts of the match, was Sammy, you know, considering his finishing move is the Huluva kick. Chad Gable wanted to take that away from him, kept strapping on the ankle lock. They were on the outside. At one point, Sammy reverses the ankle lock, which sends Chad into the back of Maxine's already injured leg. She falls over. Chad's kneeling there. Otis is kneeling there. They get up. They look at each other. You think Otis is about to kill Chad Gable, who bails himself back in the ring. Ultimately, Otis goes over, doesn't kill anyone. He thinks about killing Sammy, doesn't do it. He instead picks Maxine up, starts to carry her to the back. Chad is absolutely disgusted. As he stares them down, he turns around, eats a Huluva kick from Sami Zayn, gets the victory. Pure sports entertainment here at the ending with all the great wrestling that went on, but I thought it worked out great. I really did. Afterwards, as upset as Chad Gable was, just staring holes through everybody, just did not blink, just staring down Sami Zayn. Zayn looked at him, waved his hands, and said, "That's it, we're done." We'll find out tonight if they're really done or not. Women's title, Bayley against Piper Niven. Bayley is Bret Hart. Anytime you go to Europe, Bayley is going to be the most popular person there, bar none. Even in a country where they are facing one of their native daughters in Piper Niven, Bayley still got cheered. Not like Piper Niven got booed or anything. Match went about 15 minutes or so. Chelsea Green was thrown out by Charles Robinson, but ended up coming back a little bit later on with a Rey Mysterio mask on. Someone referred to her as Chelsea Verde. It kind of made me laugh. For whatever reason, when she came back, Robinson let her stay. Bayley went to the outside, threw her around, and then she wasn't a factor again. Bayley ended up hitting the crucifix driver a little bit later on, which got the pin. Big ovation for Niven at the end, too. And then it was time for Damian Priest retaining the World Heavyweight title over Scotland's own Drew McIntyre in about 20 minutes. Drew got screwed at last year's Clash at the Castle, got screwed by CM Punk at WrestleMania after he won the title. He was inducted into the Scottish Wrestling Hall of Fame. His wife was undergoing emergency surgery. Just seemed like everything was lining up for Drew McIntyre to get the victory here. That did not happen. Damian Priest won. Two big guys, just two guys with experience, beating the hell out of each other. Damian Priest, as everyone knows probably by this point, went for a springboard dive. His right leg got caught in the ropes, and he became entangled in the process. Priest almost really, he spiked himself on the ring apron, although it could have been a lot worse with he could have broken his neck, honestly, for a few seconds. He was just hanging up there upside down by his knee. Ultimately, long story short, CM Punk comes out once again after a ref bump, screws Drew McIntyre, and Drew McIntyre once again takes the L at home. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here to put a bow on this thing. As I was saying right before the break, Damian Priest defeated Drew McIntyre in Scotland with help from CM Punk. If you have been hiding under a rock all weekend long and did not know what went down, they teased a ref bump and then delivered one. McIntyre shook off a choke slam and hit the Claymore kick. He made the cover. The fans started to count. They made it up to, I think, around 6, and then they really started speeding up to get to 10. They were probably doing that because they saw a body run down wearing a referee shirt. Referee slid into the ring, and the way the camera angle was, you didn't see who it was. You just knew that they had supposedly Air Jordan number ones on. Air Jordan number ones, the red and black ones, Chicago Bulls colors. Yes, it was CM Punk who counted 1, 2, and then held up and just smiled and looked at Drew McIntyre as Drew was about to kill him. In fact, he went to kill him, grabbed him by the throat, pushed him into the corner, and Punk kicked him right in the cojones. Priest ended up hitting South of Heaven, and that was that. On social media, they showed a video where CM Punk was watching the match, sees the ref bump, grabs one of the referee's shirts, and then sprinted out to screw McIntyre. So we had a reason for it happening, but, you know, I've long thought that Damian Priest turning babyface and Drew McIntyre leading the Judgment Day would be the way to go. But the more this keeps going, because he always speaks the truth, and because he keeps getting screwed, I don't know. It's a flip of the coin, and yes, there were people in Scotland that were cheering for CM Punk doing what he did, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of people here in the States cheering too, but I wonder if that worm starts to turn and CM Punk and doesn't end up being the most hated guy on the Raw roster when summer is all over with. We gotta see. The show's all over with. I salute you all, and we shall talk to you all again after a while.